بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you who believe, have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it is His right. And do not die except in a state of Islam, except in a state of complete submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I remind myself and you, about 22 years ago when I used to live in the States here, in the same area, this was before GPS, so we followed maps, and many of you are old enough to remember those days. So imagine now you are driving your car and you're going to a place where you don't know, you know the destination, you know the address, you have the name of the destination, but you've never been there. And you're following the map. And then as you go along, you see a side road which looks nice. So you go off the main road and you go off on the side road. And you drive along and so on, and it looks like a nice road, and you're enjoying yourself, beautiful drive, going up and down, hills and valleys. And then the thought comes to you that I was really going to that particular place, to that destination. And I took this side road, and it's a nice road, I'm enjoying it, but will this take me to the destination? So what do you do? What would you do? You would make a U-turn and get back onto the main road, because the purpose is to get to the destination. Unless you change your mind and say, well, you know, I no longer want to go to that destination. I will just go wherever this road is taking me. I mean, that is a choice. But I guess you won't do that. You will say, no. I mean, this is nice, whatever I did, but let me get back onto the main road and get to the destination that I had chosen for myself. Now imagine at that point in time, there is a friend sitting with you, and this friend tells you, no, you're stupid. You're stupid. There's no need to take a U-turn and all of that. All you need to do is, you know that map you're following? Just take a nice big black marker, and in that map, join up this side road to the main road. Just draw a line. Change the map. Just change the map and keep going on this road, and somehow it will take you to the destination because you made a change in the map. Does that work? Dumb question, right? If I draw a line on a map, does it change a road on the ground? Dumb question. I have a PhD in asking dumb questions. If I redraw the whole map, is it going to change anything at all on the ground? No. What is on the ground is on the ground. Good sense tells me, follow the original map, because that is the accurate map. The original map is the accurate map of actually how the road runs on the ground. Follow the original map. Maybe I took this, turn to someplace else, that's fine. I can make a U-turn, I can come back, but let me get back onto the main road as on the map, because I need to get to that destination. Making changes in the map is not going to change the actual reality on the ground. Now, obviously, my khutbah is not about maps. The khutbah is look for yourself in the Quran. Search for yourself in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a destination. And the destination he gave, he said, وَمَنْ زُحْزِعَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَاسْ. Allah said, the one who has been freed from the punishment of the fire and has been entered into Jannah, into paradise, into Jannatul Firdaus, فَقَدْ فَاسْ. Only that person is successful, finally successful. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاءُ الْغُرُورِ. And Allah said, the life of this world is nothing but deception. It misleads, it creates all kinds of visions, it creates all kinds of fantasies, but that's not the reality. The reality is something else. And then, having given us a destination, which is Jannatul Firdausul A'la, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannatul Firdausul A'la bi ghayri hisab. I just got news of, and I'm requesting all of you to make dua, I just got news of the death of one of our very good friends and the son of Sheikh Ahmed Didat in South Africa, Sheikh Yusuf Didat, who was two days ago, he was in a crime, he was shot in the head, and he just died in hospital. They tried to, you know, do whatever they needed to do, but he passed away. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him shahada, to give him Jannatul Firdausul A'la bi ghayri hisab. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give sabr to his family and make a lot of dua for South Africa, especially because the crime situation is completely out of hand, totally out of hand. And this is unfortunately not the only incident. There are many such incidents. We ask Allah to save us from that. My reason for saying this also is related to the topic of the khutbah. I'm not, obviously, I need your dua for him, and may Allah bless you for the dua. But all of these things, so now, to come back to that, so Allah gave us a destination. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a map. Now, what's the name of the map? Al-Qur'an al-Kareem. Allah gave us a map called the Qur'an al-Kareem. Now, there are two ways to guide somebody. If someone phones you and says, how do I get to this mosque here, to Hampshire Mosque? You could, I mean, nowadays, I'm going a little bit back in technology. I mean, today you will send them a live location, but leave that aside for the moment. So, you would say, you give them directions, you know, take this turn, that turn, so on 91, if you're coming from Springfield, 91 North, take exit 19, come to Route 9, then keep following Route 9 and so on, you give them directions. Another way is to say, well, here are the directions, but I'm going to go one step more and I'm going to send you somebody, just sit in his car and come back. He knows the place. So, I'm going to send you someone, just follow him. Just sit in his car, drive behind his car, as the case might be, you get there. Now, that is double sure because you have the map, but even better than the map, you've got somebody who knows where to go, what to do, and so on and so forth. You can go brain dead, it's okay, as long as you are sitting with the person, he'll take you there. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a destination, which is Jannatul Firdausul A'la. Allah gave us a map, which is the Quran. And Allah gave us a guide, which is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And Allah said, follow him and you are good to go. Home and dry. And as I told you, despite all this, it is possible that I might take a turn somewhere and so on and so forth. What must I do if I want to get to that destination? Come back onto the main road, follow the map. Making changes in the map is not going to change the condition on the ground. Trying to change the Quran to suit my wills and my desires and my fads and so forth does not change what will happen to me when I meet Allah. Today we live in a world which is so, that's why Allah said, Innamal hayatu dunya illa mata'ul ghurur. That's the reason I use this ayah. Because today we live in a world which is so completely materialistic. And it's so incredibly real that we forget that it's not real. I remember the first time I actually saw a 3D movie was in California. I was teaching a course, an AMA course in San Francisco, and I was staying at the Marriott, and the AMA center was attached to the Marriott, and opposite the Marriott was this big 3D cinema theater. And I'd never seen a 3D movie in my life. So I said, let me go see this movie. So I went and saw this movie, and it was a movie about sharks. And believe me, if somebody had attached electrodes and so forth, you know, measuring instruments to me, they would have gone over the top. I mean, the way that thing was so real. I was wearing those 3D glasses. It was like this shark was coming for me. And I mean, I had to remind myself that I am sitting in a movie theater in San Francisco. The sea is there, but I'm not in the sea. The shark is not coming at me. I'm grabbing hold of the seat. I want to run away because the shark is coming at me. It was that real. I have to keep reminding myself, this is not real, this is not real, this is not real. You get the message I'm saying? That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us 5 times a day to remind yourself, this is not real, this is not real, this is not real. إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ Because we are immersed in it. And then you know that friend sitting with you in the car who tells you to redraw the map? We got the guy. He tells you to do that. He tells you, no, your desire, of course, you have a right to fulfill your desire, whatever that desire might be. Well, you say, you know what, this looks like it's a side road. No problem, redraw the map. Redraw the map. My brothers and sisters, people say you can't fool yourself, and I disagree completely. You can only fool yourself. Nobody else. You can only fool yourself. And that's the choice we have. Do I want to fool myself? Or do I want to face reality? And that reality is that one day, no matter what, one day, I will meet Allah. تَعَالَ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالِ I don't give the example of Allah, but I will meet Allah and I will be in front of Allah like I'm standing in front of you now. That day will come. ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقِّ There is nobody who can change that. No matter what you do, no matter what you do, that reality cannot be changed. That is real. ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقِّ فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ مَعَبًا It is therefore extremely important to remember who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is and to remind ourselves again and again about who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. You want me to smile? Very important. So who is Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself in the Quran. And nobody can introduce Allah better than he introduced himself. I will just recite the Arabic. Forgive me for my mistakes in my recitation. I'm not going to tell you the meaning. You know the ayat. Look up the meaning yourself. Alhamdulillah, it's an opportunity for you to read the Quran some more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described himself and he said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا يَئُودُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself in the Quran. In many different places, I have recited some ayat, you know more ayat. Know who is Allah. Know who is Allah. Develop a relationship with Allah. Because we will meet Allah. And we need that relationship more than we need any other relationship because that is the only relationship which is going to last when we have moved from this phase of our life into the next. Every relationship that we have today in this world ends with our death. Even your name will go. When my janazah is prayed in whichever masjid it is prayed in this world, and if they want to move my body, they will not say move Sheikh Yawar, they will say move the janazah. Even my name will be gone. I had no name when I was born. If I had died a day or 2 days after I was born, they would have said Anwar Beg's child died. They would not say Yawar Beg died. They would say Anwar Beg's infant, Anwar Beg's son died. I had no name even after I was born and I will have no name while I am still on this ground because they will say move the janazah. Put the body into the qabr. They will not say put Sheikh Yawar into the qabr. They will put the body in the qabr. This is who we are. This is who we are. We don't even have an identity. The only relationship we will have is with the one who created us, Jalla Jalalu, before whom we will go, inshallah. May Allah make that the best day of our lives. Because he introduced himself again and again, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. The one whose mercy is at its peak and the peak never comes down. We ask Allah for His mercy. We ask Allah for His forgiveness. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts to His nur and to His glory and His majesty and fill our hearts with His khashya and His hub. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد قال تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد My brothers and sisters, as I said, the topic of the khutbah is search for yourself in the Quran, search for ourselves in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned us in the Quran. Allah said, لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ Allah said, verily we have sent upon you a book in which you are mentioned, if only you understand. Now you know and I know that we are not mentioned by name, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned people And he mentioned the characteristics of people and he mentioned what will happen to people with those characteristics. And therefore, it is very important for us to search for ourselves in the Quran and see where do I fit in. I gave you the example of the map. If you go to any, you know, if you go to big buildings and museums and libraries and so on and so forth, usually or even malls, usually you have a map there and the map has a dot saying you are here. Right? So based on you are here, you plot your map, your route and say, well, I need to go there. So if I'm here now, on the ground floor or the first floor or wherever in this place, and I need to get to the second floor. What do I do? Where is the escalator? Where is the lift and whatnot, right? You are here. The question is to look at ourselves and say, on this map which is called the Quran, where is that dot? Which says you are here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the characteristics of people, and He mentioned what will happen to people with those characteristics. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu qulu qawlan sadida yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wa man yuti'i Allah wa rasulahu faqad faza fawzan azima. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you who believe, speak the truth. Qulu qawlan sadida. Speak the truth. And if you speak the truth, and the best of the truth, the first of the truth is what? It is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is no truth beyond this truth. There is no truth better and bigger than this truth. That there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam is His messenger and His last and final messenger, after whom there is no messenger. And then Allah said, what will happen? Qulu qawlan sadida. If you do that, what will happen? Yuslih lakum a'malakum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will correct you, and Allah will guide you, and Allah will beautify your deeds, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do islah of your amal. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, reiterates and emphasizes, wa man yuti'i Allaha wa rasulahu faqad faza fawzan 'azima. The one who obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who obeys His Rasul, His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, faqad faza fawzan azima. Only that person is successful. He has the greatest success. And Allah used the word fawz and not the word falah. In the Quran, success has been described in these two words, falah and fawz. Falah is success, but it is success after which there will be some other test. You got a whole lot of youngsters here, mashallah. So you passed one, you graduated from one grade, but that does not mean your education is over. It doesn't mean the tests are over. Your education continues. So from this grade, you go to the next grade, again there is a test, and then the next grade, and again there is a test, and may Allah give you continuous success, inshallah. But fawz is the final test, final success, after which there is no test. Once we enter Jannatul Firdaus, khalas. Alhamdulillah, we ask Allah for Jannatul Firdaus bi ghairi hisab. There is no test after that. فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا هُوْ وَمَنْ يُوتِي إِلَّهَ وَرَسُولُهُ. The one who obeys Allah and the one who obeys Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one who follows the map, not the one who changes the map. Not the one who says, I will obey what I like and I will leave what I don't like. Selective obedience is disobedience. Selective obedience is disobedience, because you are selecting out of the rules, you are selecting that which you like and you are leaving that which you don't like. Both are rules. Allah said, Al-khamru wal-maisru wal-ansabu wal-azlamu rijusum min amali shaitani fajtanibu. Allah said, liquor or intoxicants and drugs and all kinds of substances of that nature, and gambling, no matter what kind of gambling, whether it's lotteries, whether it is horses, whether it is dogs, whether it is anything, and fortune telling and casting arrows, are the worst, are the dirtiest of the deeds of shaitan. Deeds of shaitan is enough, but this is even worse. Fajtanibu, stay far away. So Allah mentioned four different things. So I say, you know what? Once in a while, I'm feeling cold. It's, you know, shot of rum is nice. Right? Maybe I'm sitting in my pub or somewhere. The British did this. I don't know if Americans do it or not. The British had what is called the sundowner. I mean, unless you take a sundowner, sun doesn't go down. I mean, you know, you're doing a favor to the world. I mean, how will they have a sunset unless I have a sundowner? So, jokes apart, the point is, what are we doing? We are selecting something and we are leaving out something else. For which Allah said, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْدِ. Allah said, do you take something from the kitab, from the book, and you leave something else? You do what you like and you leave out what you don't like. We are looking for ourselves in the Quran and say, where do I fit in? Do I fit in with وَمَنْ يُطِي اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا? Or do I fit in with أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْدِ? Where? We need to ask these questions. Because as I told you, Allah gave us a map and He showed us a destination. And if we follow the map and if we get to the destination, alhamdulillah. But if we don't, in another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned people who say they are Muslim and who say that they believe in the day of judgment. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ وَآمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. Ajeeb ayat. Allah is the one who is saying that among the people there are those who say they believe in Allah. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. And they believe and they say, I believe in Allah, I believe in the day of judgment. And Allah is saying, they say this and Allah Himself is saying, وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. But these are not Muslims, these are not mu'mineen, these are not believers. Ajeeb. Allah Himself is saying, they say this, but they are not believers. So I say I believe in Allah. I say I believe in the day of judgment. And may Allah protect me and you. If my Rabb says, Jalla Jalaluhu, no, hold on, you can say all of this, but you are not a believer. What is the reference to? The reference is to the fact that I am saying this, but my actions are something else. I am saying I believe in Allah and I believe in the day of judgment, but if you look at my life is in the opposite direction. I am disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am acting as if there is no day of judgment. I am acting as if I will not meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you then have a right to ask me, you can say, Shaykh, you say you believe in Allah, you say you believe in the day of judgment, but how is it you are lying and you are cheating and you are deceiving people and you are hurting people and you are causing damage here and there and you are, you're doing all this stuff. I mean, really, do you really believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you really believe in the day of judgment? Because if you really do believe that, how come your life is like this? Hey, you have a right to ask me that, right? So where do I find myself in the Quran? And what did Allah say about such people? Who say they believe in Allah and they believe in the Akhirah, but their life is something else. Allah said, يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. Allah said, these people who do this, who say something, they do something else. They say they believe in Allah and the day of judgment, but their life is something else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they have a disease. They are trying to deceive Allah and they are trying to deceive the people, the believers. But they do not deceive anyone except themselves. What did I tell you? Who can you fool? Yourself. This is a dalil in the Quran that you can only fool yourself. Allah is saying this. Allah is saying you don't fool anybody else except yourself. You're trying to fool people, but you can't fool anyone. You can only fool yourself. So stop fooling yourself. Look at the reality of life. And Allah says, if you continue to do that, why do you do that? Because He said, there is a disease in your heart. And Allah did not say, I will cure it. Allah said, I will increase it. Because this disease is a disease of rebellion. It's a disease of trying to fight Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a disease of trying to tell Allah what He should be saying. It's a disease of saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know what, you are the one who's wrong. You made these rules are wrong, I am right. Change the rules. If you don't want to change the rules, I will change them for you. This is what you are saying. This is what the person who is following their desires instead of the hukam and the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of His Habib Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is what the person is saying by their actions. My brothers and sisters, as I told you, you can draw all the lines on the map you want. The ground reality remains the same. A day will come when we will meet Allah. A day will come when this life will end, the new life begins. A different stage begins. In my language, in Urdu, we call death intiqal. Intiqal, muntaqil, hona. To shift from one place to another. We don't call death cessation of life because it is not. It's moving from alamul shahada to alamul barzakh. From this world to another world. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to open our eyes before our eyes are open for us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to be pleased with you and never to be displeased. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward your coming here, to fill your life with his nur and barakah and his and your hearts with love for himself and for his Habib Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make your lives totally and completely obedient to him jalla jalaluhu, which you obey with great joy because you know that the rules are made for your benefit, not for the benefit of Allah. Allah doesn't get any pleasure out of the rules. It's for us because that is the safest way for us to live our lives in great success. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant you success in this dunya wal akhirah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all that you ask him and grant it to you with afiyah and to give you that which you did not ask with his generosity and grace. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your du'as. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you, to forgive all those who went before you, to forgive all those who will come after you. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you from every evil. I ask Allah to make each and every one of you a means of guidance, a means of benefit, a means of khair and barakah for everyone who touches your life in any way. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you beacons of guidance and beacons of goodness for everyone around you in this world. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to receive you on the day of judgment with honor, with grace and with his pleasure. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما اعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت فانك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك فانه لا يضل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب اليك ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الابرار امين يا رب العالمين يا عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم عدوا يستجيب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أخي مسلم.